are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, this is getting ugly. This is really getting ugly. No, I'm not talking about politics. The Valentine's Day party is coming up in my kids' class, and the moms are going to start fighting over what foods to bring. I'm not putting up with that. Okay. Here's the scoop. Here's my problem with this whole, bringing goodies in for the kids' party, right? Okay, I'm, a doctor. I complain about sugar and soda and juicy boxes, but the problem is I'm kind of busy. Okay? If I have to schlep stuff in for the kids' party, it's got to be quick and easy. So what I did is I tried to be the first one to pick the juicy boxes. So I go, okay, I got the juicy boxes. Now, I know someone's going to make a snide remark, going, but you on air don't like juicy boxes. You say the calorie content's too high. Why would you feed our children that? Well, because the teacher wants juicy boxes, okay? What the heck am I supposed to do? You want the juicy boxes? I'm going to bring the juicy boxes. Now, true, being the doctor and the radio host that I am, I should probably bring the kids something healthy, okay? Maybe a protein shake. Maybe I should bring the vegetable tray. But, okay, keep in mind, my kid, okay, is already getting a lot of grief, right, for having me as his mom, okay? I need to try to salvage whatever social esteem he has. And wherever he is on the social ladder, I can't let him fall. So I got to bring in something cool. So anyway, I picked the juicy boxes. And I know another mom is really mad that I beat her to the punch, so we'll see how ugly this gets. But, I could bring it in anonymously. I could say he brought it in. I mean, honestly, I really don't want to get out of the car. When I drop the kids off in the morning, it's like ejector seat. I'm busy. I'm not dressed. I'm in my pajamas, usually not wearing a bra. Rollers in the hair. I really don't want to get out. So give him the juicy boxes. He could take them in himself. Then if anybody gives him crap about the sugar content, they could give crap to him. All right. At least I'm in the clear. Okay. I got to save face, right? I don't know how many listeners I have, right? In the Nevada area, I need to, maintain all four. So, all right. I think we're going to get through it. Here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like salt is a big topic today. 9 out of 10 people eat too much salt. I'm surprised 1 out of 10 actually do it right. So we're going to talk about salt. We're going to talk about what foods have the worst amount of salt. We're going to even talk about some salt content of foods. I got a really cool list we're going to talk about. Also, I guess there's a question about where to sit on the plane to avoid blood clots. And the medical community, as we're going back and forth, whether we should be having you take aspirin as a preventative measure. So we'll talk about that. Also, I want to talk about self-esteem. A lot of us have poor self-esteem. Okay. Yes, of course, I make fun of my show. All right. I make fun of my droopy. I make fun of a lot of things about myself. All right. But I still have pretty good esteem. It's pretty good self-esteem. So we're going to talk about what is ruining your self-esteem and how to improve it. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But I really want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Taking your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. We talk about everything on the show, okay? Now, I saw this in the news today, and it kind of bothered me. It looks like Walmart is going to have this label now on their foods that will say great for you. It's going to be this little icon, great for you, to convince shoppers that what they're going to purchase will be healthy. Now, I'm like, okay, are they going to go up to the cupcakes? I mean, cookies, or are they going to, go up to these esoteric foods that attract us and make us feel better about the content? No. They're going to put it in the fruit section. They're going to put it in the vegetable section. They're going to put it on the lean cuts of meat, right? White rice won't get the little icon, but brown rice will. Skim milk may get it, but whole milk will not. No candy bars, nothing like that included. So are they saying that we're stupid? That they actually have to put a sign up saying good for you. I'm not stupid. Okay? I know there's fruits and vegetables. And I'm sorry, the average person does not, I mean, we know fruits and vegetables are healthy. So they're going to put brown rice aside good for you. Well, only X amount of brown rice. I mean, if they're going to do this, they better do it right. But, you know, it just frustrates me. You know, they say this is kind of in response to Michelle Obama's campaign for people to be healthier. I don't need the government, okay, talking down to us, you know, being condescending with these stupid icons. Now, I am for education of food, like we're going to be talking about with the salt. I am for nutrition labels. I think nutrition labels are brilliant, okay? I love the idea that there may be, rather than a number, a pie chart showing how your daily sodium or your daily sugar is probably going to be superseded by that product. I think that's great. That's education. I don't want a product advertising against themselves. I don't think that's fair, but I think it's fine to say, look, if the daily recommended allowance for sodium is 2,300 milligrams, this has 2,000 milligrams, this is where you're at. I think that's fine. But and I'm a fan of Walmart. Trust me, I'm in Walmart 5 times a week. Okay, I love shopping at Walmart. I get everything there. But I think it's very condescending to have these signs up saying, good for you, eat this. All right, we don't want to look any stupider than we already look. Okay? All right, now I know calls are coming in. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. We're coming up on break. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We got Kyle working the dials. He's going to answer your calls. Thank you for being patient. And a big thank you to Genesis Communications Network. So anyway, look, I'm not stupid, okay? And people will say, well, Dr. Dalia, okay, you know, you're a medical doctor. You know nutrition. The average person doesn't. Are you telling me the average person doesn't know that vegetables are healthy? I think we all do. I think if you have a chocolate chip cookie and a piece of broccoli, I think even a 5-year-old would know that the broccoli is healthier, but they're not going to want it. But right now, these stores and, I mean, the government is going to treat us like we're idiots. All right? Thank you. When we come back, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets, is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, it is Cardiac Awareness Month, or Heart Awareness Month, all right, which is great. You know, February, Valentine's, chocolate, you know, okay, all right, we're good with that. Unfortunately, for my medical show, it's probably the most difficult time for me to get good ratings. People don't want to hear what they're doing wrong. You may be listening to me, you know, for the medical updates and, you know, what's going on and the latest and the greatest. But because of Heart Awareness Month, I need to talk about what you all are doing wrong. So when the salt story came out, I'm like, oh, really? I can't cover the caucus news because I know you all are going to be just cringing going, I don't want to hear how bad I'm doing it. But listen, look, we all just got to suck it in and take it. Remember, Breast Cancer Awareness Month was October. We had to talk about breasts and breast cancer and nipples and discharge all month long. All right. So at least this is a little easier on the ears. So just, you know, suck it up and let's get through this. So we were told today 9 out of 10 Americans eat too much sodium. I'm really surprised it's that good. I mean, I thought it was 10 out of 10. Maybe the 1 out of 10 are infants. I don't know. So 9, oh no, actually ages 2 and older. They say 9 out of 10 people, oh, they already answered that question for us, ages 2 and older in the United States consume more than the recommended amount of sodium each day. Duh. All right. Now, there's a list. They actually came up with a list of some of the biggest groups of sodium offenders. Now, you would think potato chips, you think saltine crackers, you know, those would be high up at the list. But they said no. They said the top of the list were rolls and bread. Now, I'm sure by the time you're hearing this, it's not breaking news, okay? Everybody else got the credit for saying that. You know, here I am hours later, if not a day later, sharing this with you. But what I can also share with you is some of the other sodium contents. So hopefully, as of today on, you'll start eating a little healthier. They said bread and rolls seem to have the highest amount of sodium. Then came cold cuts, cured meats, processed meats. Then came pizza. Then came fresh and processed poultry. Then came soups. Then fast food hamburgers. I'm surprised. I'm surprised rolls and bread were higher than fast food hamburgers because hamburgers are in bread. Usually when you get a hamburger, you eat the bread. Then came sandwiches. Then came cheese. Then spaghetti, pasta dishes, meatloaf. Oh, I love meatloaf. I gotta tell you, don't you? I don't understand it. My family never liked meatloaf. When I was growing up, my family now doesn't like meatloaf. I don't get that. They'll eat hamburger. They'll eat meatballs, but they're turned off by meatloaf. I find it so succulent that you have a big, juicy brick of meat. I just really, really am enticed by that. It just, to me, tastes yummy. I could eat a whole meatloaf. But anyway, meatloaf came next on the list. Then, after all that, then come potato chips and pretzels. Interesting, huh? Maybe it's the size? I don't know. But usually when they determine these ratings, it's per gram of food. Now, remember, like I said before the break, we require 2,300 milligrams, well, we don't require, but we are urged to not go over 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day. Yet they say most people are at 3,300 milligrams, all right? So an extra gram of sodium each day. Now, why is sodium so bad? Okay, what is the big hoopla about sodium? Well, you know, from the heart's perspective, all right, sodium causes you to intake more fluids. Now, even though we're supposed to be drinking plenty of fluid, we don't want our bodies on the salty side. Now, even though you can technically measure your salts, and we really don't say if somebody's salty or not, we know we're salty. If you lick your hand, you're tasting salt. But we don't want any extra pressure on the heart than it has to have. Plus, salt and potassium have some sort of inverse relationship at the biochemical level. And we have found that people that have good potassium levels and good potassium in their diet actually are healthier. And we've talked about potassium recently at great lengths. And I've mentioned to you, you know, they keep talking about how you need potassium. Maybe people should take potassium supplements, etc. And what did we used to tell people? Well, vegetables and fruit. Potatoes have potassium, bananas have potassium, oranges have potassium, vegetables have potassium. So we've been telling everybody to eat their fruits and vegetables for years. Why were fruits and vegetables healthy? Well, the potassium is a big part of it. Now, I'd also talked about, I have a theory that I'm wondering if eventually these medications that cause you to lose your potassium, like your diuretics, may eventually be not encouraged, because we want to keep people's potassium up. Well, anyway, so this inverse relationship between salt and potassium could also be an integral part of people's cardiovascular health. So we want you having less salt. Now, one of the reasons why we also make you drink pretty regularly is we want you to flush out the extra salt as well. You know, drinking fluids, especially water, is extremely helpful for that. You know, and then you'll have some people that'll be hyponatremic, very rarely low salt, and we'll have to give them salt. But at this point, I think we consume too much and at least a gram extra a day. So we need to cut that back. So what are we eating? All right, where are our biggest culprits? Well, there's a website from the USDA, and I actually just posted this on Twitter and Facebook. So if you want to access it, it's pretty thorough. I'm thinking there's like 26 pages of this. It tells you what the salt intake is of alcohol. For example, having 12 fluid ounces of light beer gives you about 14 milligrams of sodium. All right, not too bad, not too bad. 14 milligrams, you know, not bad. Now, asparagus that's drained, about 207 milligrams. All right. Beans, baked, canned, plain, or vegetarian, 856. But get this. Beans with pork, and tomato sauce, 1,100. So you're getting almost your daily amount by one, and that's just one cup. I don't want to say it because that sound comes out. That's only one cup of the culprit. All right, beans. So you got to really, we really got to fix this. We really have to be careful about what we're consuming. Beef stew, just one cup of beef stew. Now, I see you all. When you eat your stew or you eat your chili, all right, you eat like a big pot full. Right, that's probably 4 to 6 cups. Just one cup of beef stew, 947. All right, let's look here. Wait a second. I saw 2,000. Oh, see, this is kind of tough. Breadcrumbs, dry, grated, and seasoned, 2,000 milligrams. You see, just one cup of breadcrumbs. You see how bread is high up on the list? Okay, let's see what. This is depressing you all, isn't it? It's depressing me. Celery, raw celery has 96 milligrams. Oh, look at the cereals. Honey Nut Cheerios, 269. What's my favorite cereal? You know my favorite cereal is Lucky Charms. Well, they don't have Lucky Charms on here. Oh, yeah, they do. Lucky Charms, a cup is 203 milligrams of sodium. So somebody could say, well, that's a tenth. Yeah, but that really adds up, especially when, you know, you're chewing on breadcrumbs at breakfast. Cheese sauce, 1,200. All right, let's kind of skip down here. Let's go past cheese. Let's see, gelatin desserts. Yeah, Jell-O scares me. I don't like Jell-O. I mean, it's okay. I don't like food that moves before it gets into your mouth. Macaroni and cheese, one cup, 1,000 milligrams. Okay, that's at least half. Peas. Ooh. Green peas, 428. I don't eat peas. That doesn't matter. Pork, 1,100. Potatoes au gratin using butter. Oh, gosh, that sounds good. 1,000 milligrams. Stay with me here. I'm not done. Soup, 1,000, depending on the type of soup. Tea has only 2 baby milligrams. Herb tea, brewed tea, a spot of tea, 2 milligrams. Tapioca. Oh, I can't stand tapioca. My father loved tapioca. You know why I couldn't stand tapioca? One is the texture, and two, the bubbles, all right? I don't want something that's going to pop in my mouth. You know, these bubbles of the tapioca scares me. Tomato products, 1,200. This is a pretty big list here. And 26 pages. I'm only on page one. No, I'm joking. Vanilla extract. If you add a little vanilla extract, zero. Okay, so season your food with vanilla extract. That can't be too bad. Again, it's not telling us the sugar content. Wheat flour. 1,500 milligrams. So you guys get the point? It looks like it's your grains. It's your grains that are going to top the list of sodium. And, you know, processed food, of course, you know, will still put you over the edge. But I would maybe have, no, I can't tell you alcohol. You could have some apples. Apples only have 1 milligram, raw apple with the skin. So you could have some apples, top it with some vanilla extract. That sounds kind of yummy. You could have that for dinner. Oh, imagine the weight we could lose. Okay, we're coming up on break. When we come back, yeah, I'm still here. Let's talk about DVTs on an airplane. What should you do? Should you buy a first-class ticket? But I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I flew first class just once in my whole life because we were on a honeymoon, and we got the lady at the ticket counter to upgrade us, but I've never paid for first class. That's expensive.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Dr. Dahlia's show. I know I need a hearing aid. I don't listen to the bumper music. I keep talking. I need one of those closed captioned for me. I do. I have some hearing deficits. I need to get it addressed. It's just I really don't like things in my ears, and I don't like spending money on something that insurance doesn't cover. So, and you want to know what? When you're on air, you really need to maximize your air time. So maybe the good to that is I'm just going to speak, you know, all the way to the point, all the way to where it cuts off for commercial. But you got to listen to the commercials. Those are very important because those commercials are what keep us on air. Okay, so we're talking about DVTs, deep vein thrombosis. You know, that would be a cool name for a rock band. I just realized that. Deep vein thrombosis. Doesn't that sound cool, DVT? Where are you going to go tonight? I'm going to go see DVT in concert. Yeah, Dr. Dolly's opening. That'd be cool. Okay, so there was a study that came out today saying for those people that think economy class syndrome puts you more at risk for a blood clot, it's not true. They say if you get a ticket in first class, you're no more protected or safe from a deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot in your leg, than if you get coach. Now, I'm really relieved because I always have to fly coach. I can't afford to fly first class. You know, maybe one of these days, right, if I get a book deal, right, or a TV deal, maybe they'll fly me first class. I still probably wouldn't pay for it. I'm too cheap. I just cannot imagine dropping $1,000 for a five-hour seat, right? For, you know, I mean, yeah, I know you get free drinks, but still, for $1,000, I mean, I don't know how much it is a ticket now. Like I said, I only was able to enjoy first class once, and it was nice. It was roomy. But I got to tell you, probably the only reason why I would want to do first class is because I could throw my kids in coach. You know, when I fly with my husband, I usually have to sit with my kids. And it's horrible because they fight. They eat my snacks. They lean on me. It's really uncomfortable. Now, one trick you can do, this is what I do when we fly, is when there's four of us, and you know how there's three seats in each row, what I do is I book the aisle, I book the window of one row, and then the aisle and the window, because most people don't pick a middle seat. So you pick the aisle and the window, and sometimes we get then that open seat. And then we could spread out. You know, the only problem is now with these airlines, they're really trying to cut costs, that they cancel flights that aren't full and they combine everybody. So you get somebody that comes up, you know, going, looking at my two boys, going, oh, really? I got to sit between these two kids, you know, and then he sits in the middle and I'm like, all right, you know, why don't we swap? I'll sit with my kids. You don't have to. But that's a cool trick. If two of you are flying, one take the aisle, one take the seat. And then somebody's going to sit in the middle. And usually the person stuck in the middle doesn't want to be there. So if you're like, oh, man, I guess it was booked. Can I sit with my husband? They put us like this. Can I? I always pretend I blame the airline. Can I sit with my husband? I'll take the middle seat. They usually let that happen. You know, if not, you're like, well, we'll just have to be doing footsie across your seat. Never mind. I'll pass. Okay. So anyway, so why would people even think first class puts you at less risk? Because, you know, rich people usually benefit, right? They benefited on the Titanic. It's because you get to move around. You get to stretch your legs. They don't seem to yell at you at first class like they yell at you at coach. All right, now, I have a lot of patients. I have a lot of friends that are flight attendants, but they do yell at me. They really do. I need to get up. I need to stretch. Ma'am, the fasten seatbelt sign is on. Ma'am, you need to sit down. Ma'am, please, out of the aisle. Ma'am, please sit down. They don't do that, from what I understand, in first class. I mean, I know I haven't been to first class except for that once, but you see the flight attendant smile at the people. I peek through the curtain. I know the flight attendants actually smile at the people in first class, not for those of us in coach. So I'm sure if somebody in first class wanted to stand up and stretch, they could do it. But for the most part, that long flight where you're sitting there is what's going to put you at risk. And remember, okay, your body, it's not rocket science, all right? It's very, very simple science. If your blood sits and settles, it can thicken. Very simple, okay? Now, a study came out today saying maybe what you should do is sit in the aisle as opposed to window. At least with the aisle, you could get up every couple hours, stand, stretch, etc. But when you're stuck by the window, you don't want to get up. I mean, even my kids, even though I sit with my kids on the plane, they still give me a heck of a time. Huge heck of a time getting up. So, but I don't want to sit in the aisle because you get hit by the cart and then people watch you sleep. I don't want people to watch me sleep. I drool. I talk in my sleep. I giggle. My husband says I giggle a lot in my sleep because my dreams are kind of funny, right? You know, so I'll giggle. And I just don't want people staring at me. You know, I scratch myself. That's a tough one. This is why I can't sleep. You know, let's say your bra starts to kind of sneak up on you. You know, I don't want to be doing any of that in my sleep. I cannot sleep in front of a plane full of people. So I take the window aisle. But they're saying window aisle may actually put you more at risk than aisle. I mean, no, window versus aisle. Well, anyway, okay, so they say avoid the window seats. Now, should doctors tell everybody to take aspirin, prophylactic aspirin? Well, a study came out today saying no, we can't tell people to take prophylactic aspirin. Why not? Well, probably lawsuits. Remember 2 weeks ago, we were talking about baby aspirin to prevent against heart disease, and the study came out saying, no, we got to stop doing that because people are having GI bleed. Well, yeah, a lot of people have reflux. A lot of people have gastritis. They have ulcers. So you tell everybody blanketly to pop aspirin, some people will bleed. So now, you know, we really have to pick and choose who gets the aspirin. Now, I have patients that will get support hose, those compression stockings. That I think is great. I think compression stockings are fine. And I don't really see too much of a contraindication to that. But we really have to determine who should get the baby aspirin. But right now they're saying, nope, not enough data, not enough proof to encourage people to take aspirin before they go on a flight. Okay, so who's at risk for a blood clot? Now, we talk about blood clots a lot, okay? Number one on the risk, they say, are those people sitting for long periods of time, driving, flying, my truck drivers. A huge amount of truck drivers listen to this particular hour of the show because it plays at 5 a.m. on XM Eastern time, right? So I have a lot of truck drivers doing the overnight drive. You guys, you're at risk for blood clots. You need to move. You need to get up. You need to pull the truck over, get up, stretch, do what you need to do. You know, I would even try to do some toe tapping if you can. I don't know if these big rigs have cruise control. Do you guys have cruise control? If you do have cruise control, wiggle your legs, right? The next on the list is if you have a blood clotting disorder. Remember I talked about how I think most of us women should probably get that tested before we go on birth control? But I know the government doesn't like that. Insurance doesn't like it because it's expensive. If you are at risk for a blood clotting disorder, you could get a blood clot. Let's say you're in the hospital and you broke your leg or you had surgery and you're lying in bed not moving. Again, you're at risk. So what do? They put you in support hose, etc. If you were pregnant, being pregnant, and if you were pregnant, could put you at risk. Having any sort of injury. If you have an injury, whether it's bowling, badminton, football, etc., could put you at risk for a blood clot. Cancer makes you more prone to clot. All right? Whether it's breast cancer, leukemia, etc., you could be more prone to clot. If you have heart failure, if you have inflammatory bowel disease like ulcerative colitis, pacemakers, a history of blood clots, birth control, being on birth control, being on hormones, being obese, being a smoker, being over age 60 could increase your risk of DVT. And get this, being tall. They say taller men are more likely to have blood clots. Women, tall women don't appear to have as much of a risk as taller men. All right, so what do you do? Again, you need to move around. If for some reason your leg starts to harden, hurt, get red, swell, assume it's a blood clot until otherwise. Now, a big scary fact is people will go, oh my gosh, but wait a second, I hurt my ankle. I hurt my leg. That's why it's swollen. Remember, trauma could predispose you. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. I actually hear the music. Yeehaw! Don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, good. I forgot to go to the bathroom. I always do that. I'm so busy during break. It's okay. I think I can hold it for another 12 minutes. All right. I may talk quicker. Do you notice people speak quicker when they have to go to the bathroom? Right? Like they're on the phone with you. You're dealing with an insurance question. Like, yes, your deductible is this, your copay is this, and your co-insurance is this. Can I help you with anything else? Like, why? Do you have to use the bathroom? Just put me on hold and go. It's fine. Okay, that's okay. That's right. All right, we will probably talk more about DVT in the next hour. I didn't realize we were coming up on the next segment, but I think we covered most of the gist of it. Okay, make sure you get up and move, especially if you're on a long flight, and talk to your doctor before you just randomly go on baby aspirin or aspirin for DVT prophylaxis before you go on a plane, okay? We're going to sum that segment up. Now, we're going to move into self-confidence and self-esteem. And I know some of you guys are like, oh, man, that's a girly psychology topic. No, it's not. This is very important. We have linked self-esteem to good health for the longest time, confidence, etc. If you don't feel good about yourself, you get depressed, and that causes poor health patterns. So this is crucial. Now, the reason why this came up in the news, usually I just don't pick up random topics out of my retroperitoneum. I usually have a reason for bringing stuff like this up. And I guess in the news today, they were talking about how Facebook and social networking, etc., can hurt your self-esteem. I guess people poke you. I guess people defriend you. Let's say somebody doesn't like my Facebook page. I guess it could hurt your self-esteem. All right, so that's why that came up in the news. It just, I'm really sick of talking about social media. I mean, we always talk about that in the news. But I love the idea of talking about how to increase your self-esteem and build your self-confidence, because the more confident you are, the better you're going to feel about yourself, and then the more you're going to want to take care of yourself. So this is just a manly, it's just as much a manly topic as it is a girly topic, okay? So behave yourselves. Listen up. So first of all, they say dress sharp. Now, many of these interlay. I'm just particularly looking at pickthebrain.com, but I just like it because of the font. But many of these, they kind of say the same thing, but I'm just picking this source for now. Dress sharply. Dress. Now, a lot of you, like me with work, okay, I wear scrubs. Yes, you know, on the days I get to dress up, I feel a little bit more perky. But, you know, most of the time I just kind of dress in scrubs and I feel kind of schlumpy. Yes, they're easier to use. They're easier to wear. They're more practical, but sometimes that doesn't help your self-esteem. Now, one trick we talked about was, years ago was underwear. If you have to wear a uniform and you really don't like the uniform, you don't feel sexy and you don't feel, you know, youthful, you don't feel like the way you want to, sometimes, you know, it could be the underwear you're wearing. All right, guys or girls. Now, of course, don't show people, all right, because I don't want you, you know, getting fired. But sometimes the type of underwear you wear, if that gives you that little boost, that could help you as well. Maybe it could be makeup. Maybe it could be the socks. I don't know. But, you know, just change it up a little bit if you can. If you can't because of a uniform, change underwear. Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, y'all should be changing underwear anyway. Don't get me started on bacteria in underwear. And please don't get me started on skid marks. Okay. They also say walking faster. They say if you walk 25% faster, it'll make you look and feel more important. I don't know if I really agree with that. I walk very quickly just because I'm always in a hurry or I have to run to the bathroom. So I'm more of a brisk walker. I like it because also it's good for exercise, etc. But they're making a good point. If you kind of walk around schlumpy, low, that's the self-confidence issue. You walking quicker, just making a mental note to do that, could actually inspire a little bit of self-esteem. I think that's great. Good posture. This is huge. All right. We slump in our chair. Right now, I should need to practice what I preach. Right now, I got my feet up on the desk. I'm just relaxed, sitting there talking to you. Maybe I should sit up, right, strut my stuff a little bit, you know, fix my bra strap, straighten my back, straighten my neck. I think it helps. When you sit up with good posture, you look taller, you feel taller, you feel, you know, just more enlivened. I think that's a great idea. Okay. Now, they're saying here a personal commercial. They say one of the best ways to build confidence is listening to a motivational speech. So you make your own little 30-second speech with highlights, your strengths, and your goals. Okay, I don't think I could come up with a whole 30 to 60 seconds. All right, and then do it in front of a mirror. But I think that's good. A lot of times we focus on the bad. We focus on the blemishes on our skin. We focus on our love handles. We focus on our erectile dysfunction. Why don't you focus on your strengths? And if you don't think you have the mental power or the willpower to, you know, think it through for 30 to 60 seconds, you write it down. And then you tell yourself in the mirror. I think it's very important. Telling yourself in the mirror that you're good, that you're smart, that you're beautiful, that you're sexy. I'm sexy and I know it. I think that really inspires confidence. I think that's an excellent idea. Okay, you know, another thing that really helps people is giving. I've talked about this where I've had people that have gone through crises. And they're stuck in a funk for years because they went through a rape or they went through a drug rehab or they went through the loss of somebody. Well, then turn it around and become a motivational speaker. Teach people, become a counselor, right? Give. Instead of receiving, give. And sometimes giving will help you feel better. Another thing they mentioned is complimenting other people. When I make people feel better, I feel better. Yeah, and you know, don't be condescending or patronizing. You know, don't say, oh, your hair looks good, you know, when it's someone who's bald and only has one hair. You know, I mean, you know, make it something real, okay? Like my patients, if I see they're losing weight, I'm going to tell them. If I see they're doing a great job with their cholesterol, diabetes, I tell them. If I think they accessorized well or dressed sharply or they picked a good tie with that shirt, I'm going to tell them. And you'd be surprised how much compliments work. You compliment somebody's tie, but you tell them why. You know, you don't have to go, oh, that tie is so lovely. Just go, you want to know what? Red is a strong color. You picked a good color, you know, because it exudes, you know, power and strength, you know, and energy, you know, by those around you. I mean, you could say that without sounding like you're kissing up. And I got to tell you, that person's probably going to wear that red tie more. They also say that, let's say you're at school or office or at an assembly conference, they say sit in the front row. If you sit in the front row, you could get over that fear of people behind you doing things, you know, to the back of your head. Now, this never worked for me. I always sat in the back row. One, I needed to slip in if I was late, right? And if I wanted to sneak out early, slip out early. So me, I was always a back row kind of girl, right? Plus, I really want to hear the teacher, you know, listen to what we were joking about in the back, right? But I have to admit, when I go to radio conferences, I sit right up front. And one, I sit up front because I could hear better. I'm having little hearing issues, you know. But two, it does. It shows confidence. You know, I don't care if my legs aren't shaved. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, you all get the point. Okay. They also say speak up. You never want to mumble. When you're in a meeting or when you're in a group setting at work, you may be thinking, oh, my gosh, I really don't know if this is a good idea. You know, maybe we should do a market analysis on the Minnesota campaign. You know, and don't do that. Okay, just go out there and do it. You know, when I first started radio, I would think of a monologue. You know, think of my opening bit. And I would giggle about it. I would love it the night before. And then the next morning, I would go, oh, no way. Oh, no, that's not going to fly. I can't pass a kidney stone on air. That's going to be stupid. And so when I first started radio, you know, I'd do it, but I would be, you know, really wishy-washy on whether it would be good that my delivery was poor. It doesn't matter. If you come up with an initial idea, you deliver it and deliver it strong, or don't deliver it at all. But don't deliver wishy-washy, okay? That's the key. Working out, exercising. You do a workout, you feel good. Okay, and nobody can tell me, yes, back pain, sciatica, flare up, etc. But still, mentally, you feel like you're more muscular. You feel like you're a little trimmer, right? You feel good. I think that is absolutely, absolutely crucial. You need to work out. And then eat better. Put better food into you. If you treat yourself with respect and treat yourself good, you'll feel good. But, you know, finally, they bring up again contribution. Giving always helps you feel better. Okay? You know, you are always in a better position than somebody else. No matter how bad your situation is, you're still better than somebody else worldwide. Do something. Give. You'll feel better. All right, guys. Great show. We're coming back in a few minutes. If you could stay on with us, great. If not, have a great rest of the day. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.